Starting today, Michigan's restaurants and bars can reopen to dine-in customers at half capacity. Business districts have welcomed that news, but as customers return, there are also concerns about spreading COVID-19. Traverse City recently voted to close two blocks downtown to vehicle traffic to allow for more outdoor seating, and last week, the Ann Arbor City Council passed its own plan for some downtown streets. Joining me now is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
The council voted in favor of closing a section of Main Street, an area near the city's farmers market, and two areas right near the University of Michigan's central campus. Could you explain the basic strategy and what it will look like?
So what we've done is we have authorized the street closures of a number of locations throughout the downtown to enable our merchant associations or downtown development authority and, of course, you know, individual local businesses on a block-by-block basis to move some of their wares into the right-of-way, put up tables on the sidewalk, put up tables in what previously had been parking spaces. And we're doing this so that people can come downtown in a manner that moves commerce forward, but, of course, affects social distancing.
And these closures would be in the afternoon and evening on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. How long do you expect that plan to be in effect?
We provided blanket authorization to close between June 12 and August 23rd. Which streets actually get closed, when they get closed, is a matter that will be decided by the Downtown Development Authority, the various area merchant associations, the city of Ann Arbor, and of course, in close and conclusive consultation with the local businesses.
Have you heard any concerns about this plan from the downtown businesses?
We have had a number of local businesses, a number of restaurants who have transitioned very effectively to a takeout model, express concern about closing streets. If customers are unable to pull up directly in front of the restaurant, obtain a touchless delivery and move on, that's going to prove difficult for these businesses who have transitioned. And that's why it's going to be very important as we move forward that we listen. If folks on a particular block don't want their street closed, street's not going to be closed.
One of the concerns for any busy downtown is parking. Do you worry that losing more spots in some of these popular areas will just be another deterrent for people who might already be on the fence about going out in public during the pandemic and getting back to their favorite businesses?
I'm not concerned about that. There will be more than enough parking. We're still in the midst of the pandemic. I would be surprised if we had a level of parking demand in the downtown that even really approached supply.
Mayor Taylor, beyond the downtown, people are seeing changes in the patterns in their neighborhoods with more people out just walking and people trying to avoid each other. You'll see people in the gutters or in the streets. Are there any plans to address those spacing issues?
Absolutely. Ann Arbor, back in May, passed a Healthy Streets program, which basically, if you live in Ann Arbor and you're interested in having some or part of your street closed so as to better be able to affect social distancing, hop on over to the Ann Arbor City website, a2gov.org, and look in our Healthy Streets program. Identify the street that you'd like, you know, get your neighbors to do the same. We will be looking to see where we are able to close or partially close residential streets. We do understand that that people are moving around differently and that the streets are for everybody.
Will you be returning downtown, and sort of what are your expectations for that experience?
I'm a fairly risk-averse person, and so it's going to take me a little time before I venture out in a public way. You know, I do, of course, do what I need to do for my position. The pandemic is not something you can compromise with. It's fact, it's science, it's luck. I will be second to none in my support for the downtown and my enthusiasm and excitement and pride in our downtown. As people are interested in going out more, I'd encourage them to scout the location, look to see how the tables are organized, look to see how the people are behaving, and then, you know, reflect upon their own sense of risk reward, how comfortable they are, and then, you know, make their own decisions. It's a hard one. You know, we've spent a lot of time and had a lot of success with stay home, stay safe, and moving off of that, it's complicated.
Christopher Taylor is the mayor of Ann Arbor. Mayor Taylor, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.